A big vote is set to take place in Lebanon's parliament this week that could repeal Article 522 of the penal code there. That law states that men who rape women can walk free if they marry the victim. In partnership with News Deeply, we spoke with Alia Awada of the gender equality campaign group Abad, based in Beirut. She's been working to convince politicians and the Lebanese people that it's time to abolish the law.
Usually when a woman gets raped, the man come and propose. So the family says, okay, it's better for her to get married from him so she can live a normal life and she will preserve her honor and that family honor.
So the woman, the victim, can save her honor by getting married to the man who raped her. What about his honor? Has he sacrificed any honor in this way?
So when we talk about honor in the Arab region, we don't talk about men. No matter what men do, nothing will shame them. It's only the women.
So what has your campaign been like in the halls of legal counsel there in Beirut to try and get this law changed? What has the message been that's come back from lawmakers or government officials to your campaign?
The strategy at the public level where we send very influential messages saying that the rape is a crime and he has to go to jail. This is the first message we sent. The second was the woman has the right to say no. I don't want to get married from the man who raped me once, because if I get married from him, then he will continue raping me my whole life. At the same time, we worked at the policy level with different decision makers. Like we have here in Lebanon, the Justice Committee, who was studying abolishing the Article 522 law. After all this set or series of lobbying meetings, we managed to get this draft law to be discussed inside the parliament with different political affiliates. And the final voting will be this week, hopefully by yes, to abolish Article 522.
So that vote is coming up this week and we'll be watching it. Alia Awada, your advocacy, of course, is there in Lebanon, but this is a common practice across much of the Muslim world, is it not? Even if it's not codified in law, there are many, many countries where this type of forced marriage or negotiated marriage to preserve a victim's honor, so to speak, is pretty common.
Yes, you're right. We had it in Morocco. In Morocco, we had a woman who called Amina, and she was a victim of this rape marriage law, and she committed suicide after she was forced to get married from the rapist, and she was only 16. And we have it in Egypt, we have it in Jordan, and we have it everywhere. The problem, it's not only the law, Todd, it's all the practices and the traditions at the community level. So when we work on advocacy campaigns and public campaigning, we also work at the community level. We work with the community leaders to say the law is not only the problem, but also our practices. When we start to change our mentalities and our practices, then we can achieve that change we want, not only in Lebanon, but in different countries in the MENA.
And those mentalities and practices are critical, it seems to me. I mean, even if you're victorious here and the law changes, nothing overnight is going to change the dishonor with which a lot of members of the community will see that woman, that victim, after she's raped. She will still suffer in the eyes of many of her neighbors, men primarily, I presume, even if the law doesn't force her to get married.
Yes, exactly. But when we abolish the article and when we change the law, this will help us. Because, you know, Todd, if you know that you will not escape jail if you rape someone, you will think many times before doing your crime. Second, you're totally right. People will still look to this woman, the survivor of rape. They will not look at her as survivor. They will continue looking at her as someone who lost her virginity and who lost her honor. So we will start working on these mentalities. We want to build this army of supporters who can help us to spread the message. The rape is a crime. The woman is a survivor of this crime, and she didn't do anything wrong, and we have to deal with her based on that.
The battle to repeal Article 522 in Lebanon, the law that can absolve rapists of a crime if they marry their victims. Alia Awada, an advocacy and campaign manager for Abad, is at the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.